Living in Absolute. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Living in Absolute. All of us would like to live in Absolute. That is, we think we do. We'd like to live in Absolute and live in the awareness of all that is beautiful and good and all that is fantastic and all that is glorious. We think that would be just really the greatest. However, it isn't. We're here as human beings to live as the finest human beings that we can possibly be. We're not here to live in absolute. If we are here to live in absolute, then we would not have any emotions. We would not have any attitudes about our relationships with the world and with the humanity that we're in. We would just be totally untouched by anything around us. Now, do you want to be untouched by anything around you? And I think the answer is no. Do you want to live in a world where everything is absolutely perfect and beautiful all the time? I think the answer is no. Do you want to live in a world where everyone is living according to their highest and their very best? Again, the answer must be no. Because you have the possibility of going to school in yourself and learning the truth about yourself. You can go in silence, you can go in peace into your inner self and listen to the divine in you, which says that you are all things. It says that every thought you think is a thought that brings about a reaction in your life. It says that every action you do is an action that brings about an action in your life. It says that everything that you think about, no matter what it is your reality. Oh, my. When we think about some of the thoughts we think about, we say, that's my reality? I surely hope not. Because if you think that there's anything unhappy in this world, and by unhappy, something that you do not wish to have happen, or something that you think is not beneficial or not lovely, then if it happens in your world, it is because you are thinking about it. If you have anything that is wonderful and good in your world, it's because you're thinking about it. It's just that simple. This is the principle that we're learning. This is the principle, the law of cause and effect, that we are learning to implement in our life, learning to bring forth in our life. But do we do it? Do we every moment of our life think a lovely thought? Do we every moment of our life think, I like me, I am divine order, I am peace? Do we every moment of our life think that everything that we want to do, everything that we are, everything that we could be, is glorious and beautiful? If that's what it is, then that's what it is. But we don't do that. If we could just count the number of times during the day that we are going contrary to what we think is our highest and our best, we'd be amazed. As we look at magazines and listen to the television and hear the radio and read the newspapers and talk with one another, how many times do we find irritation in something that we see, hear, or know about? Causes all too often. How many times do we want to get out there and change the world? How many times do we want to get out there and put new causes in motion and bring about new effects in life? How often do we want to get out there and use our brawn and our muscle and our brains to change the world? And we know the technique for changing the world. We know it. We know it very well. The technique for changing the world is not to change the world, but the technique for changing the world is to put the cause in motion that is desirable in our minds for the world to be. I see all the world loving one another. I see all humanity joyously working together for their mutual good. I see everyone finding peace and love and harmony in their life. I see everywhere I look a magnificent expression of harmony and beauty and peace and love. Whatever I look at, I find to be good and very good. Whatever I wonder about, I wonder about in the joy of its beauty and of its unfoldment in its magic. Yes, when I look at a little child, I think how beautiful and how unadulterated. That's a terrible word to use, unadulterated. How magical it is, how open and free it is to its divine beingness. Now, do I look at its older brother and see it the same way? Do I look at its older sister and see her entering teen age and entering into it with that same naivete, that same beauty, that same genuineness of the innocent child? Do I look at its young adult person, and do I see that young adult person untouched by the apparent blemishes of the world, and looking at the world as good and very good? They want to, but society so often turns them down and says, use your head, young man, you got to grow up, this is a world of hard knocks. And it's not a world of hard knocks. It's a world of hard knocks because this is what we expect it to be. This is what we are taught that it is. This is what we have been taught by those who have taught us, by those who have taught them, by those who have taught them on back into negativity. Now, it's time for us to put a new cause in motion. It's time for us to put a new direction in motion for our life. And the new direction is, let's be like that little child necessary to enter the kingdom of heaven. Let's be like that genius child, that child that is so genuine, that child is so loving. Yes. You say, well, Herb, you keep talking about children all the time. Yes, that's right. Because they are not spoiled by time and reading the newspapers and hearing the television. Oh, maybe we are spoiling them by letting them do it, but we are letting them in on the world. Now, if everyone who listened to the television, as they listened to it, would say, I listen to beautiful shows, I listen to positive shows, I listen to shows that are built on values, that are built on morals, that are built on things that make the world go in a most harmonious way. I see nations getting together with nations for mutual good. I see competition, yes, but only competition that each is seeking to be their very finest and their very best. I see the world filled with wonderment and magic, and each one expressing this magic because it seems like the light bulb was discovered in many parts of the world at the same time. Why did it wait so long? Many other great discoveries by inventors has happened on a most simultaneous basis, and whoever got to the patent office first was the one who got it patented. And it didn't mean that they were the only ones, it just meant that the world is beginning to think in those directions. The world was ready for the light. For the light of the light bulb. The world was ready for the fire of the fire that mankind first began to cook their foods with. Oh, there are so many things in this world, so many wonderful, beautiful, glorious things going on in this world that are opening the doors for us if we would just realize it and recognize it. And the world is not a doggy-dog world. The world is not a world in which everyone is after everybody else. I say the world is beautiful. I say let the words of my mind and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in the sight of the infinite creative cause in me, always. Let my thoughts reveal who I am, and I am good and very good. Let my words reveal who I am, and I am divine. Let my actions reveal who I am, and I am God. Oh yes, how wonderful that is. How wonderful and how glorious that is. Now, if we really want to say that, then we can say, I live in the absolute. If we really want to say, I am God, then we're saying, I am living from my highest and my best. If we really want to say that, then the doorways begin to open for us, but we must follow through with it, with our words and our actions, not a feeling of superiority to anybody else, but a feeling of mutual oneness in the allness. We cannot go in this world and stomp on other people. We cannot stomp on their ways of living, on their modes of living, on their cultural backgrounds and so forth. If we do that, we are no better than what we think they are. When we love everyone with unconditional love, starting out with ourselves, we'll find that then we begin living absolute. Then we begin living what absolute really is. Absolute really is living in a purity, in a goodness, in a sense of majesty that is just unbelievable, in a sense of majesty that is ready for all the world. So today, claim that and join with me on the happiest journey that you could ever take. And know that as I take my journey, I include you with me in my unconditional love. And it's a wonderful, joyous journey. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for letting me share with you. And thank you for being my reflection. I love you. I love you. I love you.